Ladies and gentlemen, there are forces working to take total control over every resource on the planet. Not just food. They want perfect information awareness of every drop of oil pulled out of the ground, every fish pulled out of the sea, every single coffee bean harvested. That sounds ludicrous, I know. These are extraordinary claims, and they will require compelling evidence. Unfortunately, there is a preponderance of that. And so we'll take a look today. I'd like to take a deep dive into this system that they are building to acquire and manage that perfect information awareness of everything. It's a system I'm calling the Beast System. And it comprises several notable pieces of technology, among them the blockchain, artificial intelligence, and 5G to tie it all together. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer channel. And today I want to take a deep dive into the way that they are architecting this beast system. Before I do, I just want to take a quick little preview here so that you know up front, I'm not at all exaggerating when I say that every single piece of a fish, each part of this fish, needs to be tracked. And every single coffee bean picked will be given its own ID. This is from Forbes. So I'm not going to go any deeper into this now. I just wanted to make sure it's clear. We're talking about a reality, and they're building that reality right now. Ladies and gentlemen, over the past few months of this pandemic, there has been a narrative that's been played out in front of us. And at first glance, it seems like there is an attack going on our food system, and then there are forces at work trying to defend against that attack. For example, setting aside briefly everything about the virus, everything about the faulty tests, everything about the response, just put aside everything except look with me at the way that this narrative has played out. First, we heard that there were infections at the meat plants, and so they were shutting down production of meat. In response, the Trump administration drafted Executive Order 13917 and invoked the Defense Production Act, which allows the federal government to take total control over the production, transportation, and distribution of any resource they deem essential for the national defense. Then we started to hear noises about how there were infections on farms, and so we need to impose social distancing on our harvest workers and within all of the farm labor, which is really devastating, especially to small farm operations. It's unthinkable, actually. And again, in response, the USDA and the FDA drafted a memorandum of understanding which merged their oversight. So not just the meat anymore, but now all agriculture, all crop production, suddenly all of this is covered by the newly expanded scope of the freshly invoked Defense Production Act. In other words, yes, the federal government just took total control over all food production and over all food transportation and distribution. This has happened now. This is on the books, and it's being used actively, and I'll come back to that. Then we saw, because the companies themselves were forced to stay open, then we saw it became an AstroTurf campaign, a fake grassroots campaign about workers' rights. So we saw United Farm Workers and the media companies conspiring to tell farm workers that it was way too unsafe for them to go to work anymore. They started suing the states, and even some governors like Jay Inslee rolled over and said, yeah, these guys are right. It's way too dangerous for us to go harvest our apples this year. We're just going to let them rot. And we also saw sites like workingattyson.com appear overnight, sponsored by the big media companies and by the labor unions. And they make the case that it's way too dangerous for you to go to work at Tyson right now. And as a direct result of this campaign and all this fear, the meat companies are reporting that only 50% of their workers are even showing up to work right now. So they're shut down even though the DPA was invoked and they were supposed to stay open. The attack on our food system is real. It's a real attack. But again, seemingly in response, the U.S. Department of Defense rolled out publicly their Project Salus, an artificial intelligence system that, in their words, would be helpful. It would help to detect problem areas in the supply chain where there might be shortages or new COVID-19 hotspots. They have a million reasons that it's very helpful for public safety that they're bringing in this new AI system, and they're feeding every grocery retail transaction into it. In fact, later in the press release about Project Salus, it was revealed that this was, yes, part of their command and control massive AI weapons system, because food is absolutely being plugged into their military controls. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make the case that this isn't a natural problem, reaction, chain of events here. In fact, this is one integrated column, one agenda being executed without material opposition, unfortunately. As they are shutting down the food production, they are also taking total control over it at the same time. There's no one actually trying to maintain our food sovereignty here. And so over the course of these last few months, not only has our food production been shut down substantially, but the federal government has literally taken total control over that supply chain. Now I want to look briefly at a different supply chain. It seems completely orthogonal to my conversation today, but in fact, it's informative. And that's the defense supply chain. Because over the course of the last few months during the pandemic, there's been another narrative that's been pushed out to the Mockingbird media. And that is about the fact that our military depends on a tremendous network of suppliers and a supply chain all to themselves, and that was affected by COVID-19. And oh boy, what are we going to do about that? So here, starting back in March, what happens when COVID-19 infiltrates the defense supply chain? What are we going to do? In April, that continued as the economy started to feel the effects. The Pentagon's supply chain is now facing an economy under siege. What are we going to do about that? You can already see there's a problem being posited here, so that it needs a reaction. How is the Pentagon protecting defense supply chains from COVID-19? Well, we start to see indications that they're looking at blockchain technology. And the DoD, this narrative is continuing. The DoD must brace for long-term supply chain problems. There's going to be big holes. The U.S. needs to rethink its overseas supply chain. Because, flashing back, this is not news. No surprise here, U.S. defense supply chain is heavily reliant on China and other rivals, according to a 2018 report. Just like we depended on China for our pharmaceutical ingredients, and now we have Zoloft shortages and antibiotic shortages. It's just staggering the position this country was put in. So, facing these challenges to the supply chain, and in the course of this pandemic crisis, now the U.S., May 20th, 2020, U.S. military is falling behind China and Russia in our blockchain arms race. Well, we can't have a blockchain gap, Mr. President. And so, how does the military responding to these problems that they're putting out there? Well, we see it. The Navy is raising the anchor on blockchain. The Army is hosting symposiums in 2019 on blockchain technology. And just this month, the U.S. Air Force has commissioned, for the price of $1.5 million, a blockchain-based supply chain network. By SymbaChain, a blockchain as a service company with deep ties to the DoD. Yeah, you don't say. Now they're being given $1.5 million to develop a blockchain for supply chain logistics for the U.S. Air Force. We might be able to anticipate and identify areas in the supply chain that could one day break down. You see, this is the response to that problem that they were just telling us that we have. Well, we depend on things that might be shutting down because of the virus or because it's China. So we'll use blockchain and AI. Yeah, these things from China, they might be transistors or microprocessors. We want to be able to trace where every screw and every microprocessor in our planes came from, so that if we ever have any problem, we can trace it back to every component, we can find wherever else they go, every other plane, we can take it out of service. You can see the case they're making for this. But he said also that they carry out their supply chains in ways that civilians quote, don't even take into consideration. Now this, ladies and gentlemen, is just not true anymore. Because everything I've just told you about the defense supply chain is rolling out also for the civilian supply chain. That's not a surprise, right? That's why Project Salus, into which they're feeding our grocery transactions, is actually a part of their AI weapons system, because they want total information awareness. Let's look now at the civilian supply chain. And this is the Forbes article that I tipped at the hat at the outset. How the Internet of Things, AI, and the blockchain can transform our supply chain in three simple steps. Quote, the most significant transformation opportunity in managing supply chains will be the ability to know the past, present, and future of every asset across the entire supply chain. Perfect information awareness. To do that, we need three core things. This is the architecture of the beast system, ladies and gentlemen. We need one. Every asset has to have a name. It's got to have a unique identifier so that that coffee bean is number 24601 or whatever it is. We need each coffee bean also to have connectivity so that they can talk to each other. And then we need this to happen automatically. These are the three pillars of the new beast system that they're describing here. And as I mentioned, we read down here, we're talking about knowledge about every piece of any physical product, where it came from, what it's made of, and to give a little more color on those three parts, on that architecture. Number one, identity. First off, we need to be able to provide every part and every asset across the supply chain with its own unique identification. As soon as we manufacture any component, as soon as we pick any coffee bean, we will tag it with its unique digital identifier. But it's not that easy. You know, we can't just throw an RFID on everything. Like, think about a fish, for example. And I'll just pause to make sure it's very clear. We're talking about coffee beans and fish. This is food, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about taking total control over food. Consider that fish. You're about to buy a fillet of fish, but you want to know, was it sustainably farmed? Yada, yada, yada. We're from the government. We're here to help. To provide you for that, we need to be able to track the fish as it changes shape across the supply chain. If you bought the whole fish, well, that'd be kind of easy. Maybe there's just a tag on it. But you bought just a fillet. So now we need to provide each part of that fish with its own unique digital identifier as it changes shape. Really astounding here. Additionally, now that we've got every single piece of that fish with its own ID, they've also got to be able to talk to each other. That was the second pillar, connectivity. And what works for your phone may not work for that fish. So that's a different problem we're going to have to solve. Don't worry, they've got that covered too. That's 5G, right? So let's start with how they're going to provide identification for everything. And this is the blockchain. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the blockchain of food. And it's something that's been talked about for a long time, years actually, before the pandemic. How blockchain technology could transform the food industry. This is from 2017. Well, there's been a lot of noise about Bitcoin. You may have heard about that crazy Bitcoin. But actually, we can use cryptocurrency, the blockchain underneath it, to drastically make a revolution in food safety. Is sort of the narrative. That's how they're selling it here. And here's a report from Accenture, one of the big consulting firms. And here's a report from Deloitte in 2016, another of the big consulting firms, just to make it clear that it's been years in the works and there's big money behind this. In fact, Walmart has already done a pilot starting in 2016 from Bloomberg. Walmart tackles food safety with a trial of blockchain technology. Walmart actually worked with IBM to launch their Blockchain Food Safety Alliance. And they did so in China. And I'll let them, in their own words, describe what they're building.
What we hope to do with blockchain is bring all food safety system stakeholders and collaborate so that we do it one best way. We can do it very quickly and efficiently. Blockchain is a digital ledger that allows different segments of the food system to capture information about the product, what they've done to it, where that product has been, if we're linking that data with other data points, the Internet of Things, all that information will yield to insights that will allow us to have a safer, more affordable, and sustainable food system. But we don't believe traceability is the goal. We believe that transparency is the ultimate goal. Blockchain will give us the ability to not only track where food came from, but how it was produced. Was it produced safely? Was it produced responsibly? Is it sustainably grown? How many dates of shelf life are left on that product? The food system is a shared responsibility. And for blockchain and traceability and transparency to work, we need a lot of people working together. And so we're excited to be working with IBM on this blockchain initiative.
Yes, so there you have it. Two firms, Walmart with its deep ties to the Defense Department, and IBM, who literally ran the computers at the Nazi death camps, are now working together for the blockchain for your public safety. Doesn't that make you feel good? Just really nice that these philanthropists are working so hard to keep our food healthy. A link to that video, as well as to everything I'm describing today, is down below in the description, because I want you to take this and I want you to look further into it, and I want you to share this information. It's extremely important that people understand what's going on right now and the case that they're making, how the blockchain can save our food. You see what's going on. You see the narrative they're selling here. And of course, during this pandemic, they've gone, as they have across the entire agenda, pedal to the metal with this building resilient food supply chains in the face of COVID-19. Many new partners have signed on to IBM's food safety blockchain across the world. It's growing in the food industry during COVID-19. So this is rolling out right now. And that's how they intend to give every piece, every coffee bean, every little thing its own identity. Fire and track it throughout the supply chain. Connectivity, I already sort of tipped the hat here too. That is 5G. That's why they need little 5G transmission devices every 100 feet or wherever it is. That's this huge grid so that they can track those little pieces of fish which don't have active power on them. And that's why this is being pushed out so hard right now as well. We see Trump making sure to explicitly include it in his stimulus bill. Trillions of dollars, including 5G. We saw the FCC just last week, June 11th, 2020. This is all rolling out right now. FCC passes a 5G upgrade order aimed at lifting rural broadband. It's extremely important to them that they roll out this 5G connectivity out to the farms where those crops are picked so that we can immediately get them identifiers, right? You see, they're building this total information awareness grid. This is the architecture of the beast system. Now that we can track each coffee bean, and now that those coffee beans can report in from anywhere they go over 5G, how are we going to manage all this data? What are we going to do with it all? Well, that's where artificial intelligence comes in. And I do want to bring up this article that I've mentioned a couple times and I've covered previously. This is when the Pentagon publicly unveiled Project Salus, the artificial intelligence system that they said was going to detect COVID-19 hotspots and predict shortages. But again, as you read down at the very end of the article down here, in fact, we can confirm that Project Salus is part of this JADC2 prototype, the Joint All-Domain Command and Control System, a massive effort to digitally interlink weapons, vehicles, and personnel. Yes, it's an AI weapons system that the Pentagon is building and into which they're now feeding our grocery retail transactions. And certainly not that by a long shot. They've been expanding the supply chain pilot ever since that initial article a couple months ago. And it's been appalling just how voluntarily compliant, just how quickly Walmart and Kroger and Whole Foods and Amazon and all of these major retailers have acquiesced to the Pentagon's requests to give them all their data. Just give it all to us so we can solve your problems for you. So now it's all of the distribution internally of where all these assets are moving, not just what you're buying from the grocery store. All of this is being fed into the Pentagon's weapons system AI. It's appalling. Project Salus, a data aggregation platform using predictive modeling, was used to make sure frontline workers can get their personal protective equipment. You see, it's always the selling point. Oh, we're from the government. We're here to help. Forget about that weapons system line. We just want to make sure you get safe food and personal protective equipment. It's appalling how they sell this. Salus, which has focused mostly on the supply chain, is now being expanded to more generalized problems and future pandemic modeling efforts. Yeah, because once you build an AI system, you can apply it to whatever you want. And of course, the Pentagon has been very loud. The JAIC, the Joint Artificial Intelligence Center, with whom Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google Alphabet, has now left public life to go focus on military defense technologies and the big AI they're building. The outgoing director of the JAIC just mentioned that, well, now that we're funding $3 trillion stimulus bills for coronavirus, probably there's going to be some defense budget cuts. And because of that, we're going to have to go hard to the hoop on AI now and other emerging technologies, including software AI and 5G enabled capacities. You see, it's all rolled together. This is one integrated agenda. I want to mention a couple other new AI applications that are being sold on the market. These are startup companies that are deploying machine learning AI techniques to the market in order to get even more data. They just happen to have been selected by the World Economic Forum, the same group, yes, behind your digital known traveler identification, which tracks everywhere you go and everything you do and your social credit score and whether or not you should be allowed to stay at this country for however long, or even let in, or you know, when you check into a hotel. All of that, they propose, will be rolled into this blockchain about everything you do. You see, in fact, this is the same thing. A lot of people talking about that. And what we're talking about today is the same thing applied to everything, to the supply chain. That's why I wanted to make it very clear that this is the beast system. It's rolling out not just for you to control you, but across the entire supply chain. It's across everything, all resources. So that same World Economic Forum has chosen the following companies as their technology pioneers for 2020. Number one, there's a whole host of them, and I'll mention three. Number one, this is the JAIC continuing to accelerate despite the pandemic. Yeah, of course, they're pushing forward under the cover with everyone distracted right now and locked down. Here are those companies, though. Brightseed, a company that is using artificial intelligence to catalog the entire plant kingdom and identify new nutrient sources with high potential impact. In other words, we're going to use genomic mapping to slurp down, to understand the genetics of every plant on Earth. This is the AI taking total control over the entire natural kingdom. And then they'll be able to use CRISPR technologies to do slight gene modifications and then patent the results. So there will be no natural genetics anymore. They're taking ownership of the genetics. That's what Brightseed is actually doing. And of course, if you're going to eliminate natural food sources, then you're going to have to engineer some fake, nasty synthetic food. That's what they're involved in. That's one AI. Here's another one, Trace Genomics. You can already tell it's the same space. We expand artificial intelligence and machine learning into your soil. So now we've got our AI taking your seeds. We have it looking into your soil. You can see it's really going straight into the food production. And I'm low on time, so I'm going to skip straight to this one, which is a doozy. This, again, a World Economic Forum Technology Pioneer 2020 called Phylogen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say that you're growing food, and let's say you don't like the beast system. You'd like to opt out of it. And maybe you grow some green beans. And you eat them, and everything's fine. But then one day you share some green beans with your neighbor, and he takes them out to a potluck, but he gets pulled over on the way. And a policeman takes those green beans, and they say, wait a minute, there's no RFID. There's no blockchain. There's no 5G. On these green beans. Where did they come from? What's going on here? Where did you get these green beans? These are black market green beans. Don't worry, because the beast system obviously includes some method to plug that gap, to make sure that they have, as I said, total control. They're not taking any chances with your green beans. No. Phylogen has developed a technology called microbial forensics, which can literally take that green bean and they can look at the microbiome, the little bits of bacteria and yeasts and whatever else is on that green bean. And they can look deeply at that. And because it's like a unique identifier, every place on the planet has its own. You know how you can do a sourdough starter where you live and just pull the yeasts out of the air? Well, there are different combinations of yeasts and bacteria and ambient things everywhere in the world. So unique, in fact, that Phylogen's microbiome forensics technology is able, look at this, to provide unparalleled insights about your global supply chain. We can trace goods and materials to locations of origins, like exact factories, exact farms, or exact warehouses. So suddenly, that green bean can be tied back to your farm. And now, you have no option. Now the Beast system can trace, even if you didn't put it into the blockchain, now that black market green bean can lead them right back to you. It's appalling, this technology. And it's very amazing. I mean, I'll give it to them. It's an astounding piece of technology. But it is decidedly in the wrong hands right now. And it's being used to further their complete control over everything about the supply chain. That's why the same World Economic Forum that's sponsoring this entire agenda has chosen Phylogen as one of their partners here, as one of their tech pioneers, because they want transparency, which means total information awareness, means total control over the global supply chains. This is stunning technology, ladies and gentlemen. It's being rolled out now, and it is absolutely part of the global beast system. Now, I mentioned that the Defense Production Act was invoked and that the government has been flexing their muscles behind the scenes already during this pandemic. And part of that looks like forcing big companies to radically start retooling their infrastructures to support online ordering, to prefer, in fact, online ordering and curbside pickup. And I've been hearing about this from within the companies. I haven't been able to talk about it without blowing my sources cover. And I'm very careful. I'm perfectly careful about that. But now we're starting to see, in the last few weeks, some of the public rollout of these announcements, so I'm glad to share. Look at this. Walmart's Sam's Club is launching curbside pickup nationwide. You don't get to go in the store anymore. You don't even, maybe you just get to order meat, and they'll put in whatever they have. And if it's fake meat, well, here's your bag. Sorry, Buster. That's what we got today. Take it or leave it. Oh, you don't like the salad you got? It's got brown leaves? Sorry, you've already driven off by now. You don't get to go play with our food in our store anymore. Now, this is the new model. Online ordering, curbside pickup. It's been pushed by the government right now. Consumers are overwhelmingly loving curbside pickup, according to Forbes, putting out that narrative, as Aldi is expanding its curbside grocery pickups as well. Major grocers. As Starbucks is closing 400 of their stores, but launching curbside pickup. As Bob Evans closes some of their seats, but launches curbside pickup at every single restaurant. You can see that all of these companies are launching this across the board right now at the same time. It's not like they all came to the same conclusion. This is a orchestrated effort that's being rolled out here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, all of this is part of that architecture of the global beast system, the perfect information awareness of every asset throughout these new supply chains, because the old one broken, right? Pandemic. People couldn't get their food. There were meat shortages. So we had to build the beast system. It integrates, obviously, with, as I mentioned, the same system that they're building, their digital known traveler identification, the digital passport blockchain. It's the same thing. It's the same technology. Just applied. This is contact tracing for vegetables now. So I want to pause here, because we've covered a tremendous amount of information. As I mentioned, all the links for this are down below. You can find them on iceagefarmer.com, where you can find all my work. And I really do encourage you to go look at some of these things, because we went really quickly through them. And come to your own conclusions. And by all means, share this information, because We've got our work cut out for us. They are creating this centrally controlled, perfect information awareness. And the only rational response to this is to start growing your own food, is to move to a distributed model, not a centralized, central control point, but where we're all growing our own food and where we are all encouraging our neighbors to do the same thing. We're saving seeds. And, you know, they can try and trace our green beans down. But if everyone is growing food, then that is the most resilient and, in fact, anti-fragile model I can think of. Again, you can find my work on iceagefarmer.com. And please support my work if you find this helpful. On iceagefarmer.com/support, there's a few different ways you can support the channel beyond just spreading the word, which is by far the most important. And I appreciate all of your support. I couldn't do this without you. I couldn't keep this channel running. So I genuinely, sincerely appreciate your help. Let's go build great things and grow lots of food and save amazing seeds and share those. Thanks for watching, folks, and be well.